Yeah.
Good. So, okay. So, my name is Magda Ozono.
You just talk normal.
Yeah, I see that. So, this morning I was talking to Robert and I was recalling this testimony where we're going to go probably in the evening fundraising. And the sister and I, you know, we're having coffee. I think it was a donut shop. And she was just so upset. So I couldn't go anywhere right yet. I had to talk to her, see what was going on with her. And so she was telling me, and she was so upset. And she were talking. And all of a sudden, I just started talking to her. I said, God judges us. God will judge you. Boom. And that's it. But is it Satan who is always making you feel ashamed and attacking you like this? Because God doesn't, that's not how God is. God is, you did wrong, you know? And we should repent and know we did the wrong thing. But, you know, it's not this constant, you're a bad person, you did this and this and this. So I said to her, you know, God's going to judge you, and Satan accuses you. So it's Satan who is accusing you. And then I looked at her and I said, and I want you to know, this is God talking through me, because I don't know this. You know, I don't know this. I don't remember really the words it said. I myself don't know this very clearly. So God is speaking through me right now, and He's talking to you. So really listen to what He said. And that is my testimony. And Robert asked me, well, what did the sister say? And I said, I think she was in awe, because I was in awe myself that God is speaking through me. These words are coming out through me. It was a very deep experience, you know, with God speaking through you.
Yeah.
Do you remember what she was upset about?
Emotional.
She's always feeling accused about something all the time. You know, accused.
Do you get to know her a lot before you say what you were saying to her? Like you live with her, like you.
No, we were fundraising together. We were on a team together fundraising, and. Actually, I don't even remember who she is right now. She's a white sister, a Caucasian sister, right? And that's all I can remember.
Yeah.
Cool. Because it was so long ago.
Yeah.
So long ago.
Did you write it in your diary?
No, I don't write diaries.
Because obviously, if she was crying a lot, she must have been really, really distraught about something. Profound.
Yeah, she was. I don't know if she was crying, but she was. I don't think she was crying, but she just, you know, she couldn't think of anything else. She so felt so accused or whatever.
Yeah.
You know. But you know, even though we feel like that a lot, you know, okay, we stop feeling like that and we go fundraising because we believe that we're giving people the opportunity to help God's providence. That's the whole purpose of fundraising. We're letting other people help us to help God's providence. That is our thinking and our motivation. When we have that kind of motivation, you know, God works through it. Sometimes the action looks right, but if the person's motivation, internal motivation is wrong, God cannot use it. So even though we are upset or whatever, we always, you know, we put it aside and we think about God's situation. God's situation, God's trying to restore this world, and how difficult it is. And so when you sell somebody some candy or jewelry or anything, if people know that you're fundraising for a church and this is how you're doing it, and they help out, they're helping out God's providence.
Yes.
And that is, you know, then God can bless them also, help them in their situation. In their situation also. We offer up all that money to the church. Even I tell my kids, you know, I say, if you find money in the street, sometimes you find money. I say, please don't keep that money. Give me that money, or give that money to the church. And if you really want that $10 or $20, I'll give you $10 or $20. But that money you found in the street, please put it in the church. Offer it up for God's providence, so God can help that person, because that's a spiritual donation. So I remember one time that we were going through a turnstile. I was going into the grocery store, right? And somebody had dropped $20. And this other person saw it down there, and I saw it down there, and I grabbed it before he did, you know, because I needed to pick up that money for, you know, God's providence. Because, okay, here's another story. I was fundraising in a bar. This man was trying to give me $100. But I felt really bad. I feel really bad, and I cannot accept his money, because I was just kind of like, oh, that's too much money for some candy, you know, or whatever it was I had. That's too much money. And so if I had taken the money and put it away for God's providence, it would have been good. But at that time, I was thinking more external. It's too much money to give for flowers or candy or whatever it was. And then after that, I felt so bad. I felt so bad because somebody said, oh, no, don't give her that. And, you know, and he didn't give the money. And so he lost the opportunity to receive a blessing for his offering.
But you put that.
But then after that, I learned, okay? After that experience with the $100 bill, I learned. So then when that situation happened, I find money in the street. Find money in that supermarket, pick it up quickly, and put it away for God's providence. Always give it. Yeah. So,
cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. But you learn from that, huh?
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you.
I want to thank you for doing this, because I don't like writing, and somebody else has the passion to write. And to gather information, right? That's good. Mm-hmm. But that's not my thing. No.
Cool. Yeah, I had an experience where I think somebody lost a watch or something.
They lost what?
I found a watch.